I've been a book collector all my life. They're very good companions. I bought my first reference book when I was 12 years old, and I remember it cost me $12. And I bought my first antiquarian book when I was 15 years old, and it cost me $15.
Welcome to Books of Affection, a project developed by me, Vanessa Cardoso, with the funding of the Elspeth McConnell Fine Arts Award. This project tells the stories of the members of the Atwater Library and Computer Center and their favorite books. In this episode, you're going to listen to Edward McCann, a retired museum curator who curated various exhibitions at the Atwater Library.
I started, as I said, when I was 15 years old. I was interested in the history of antique firearms, and eventually that collection of books, I sold them and I started to buy books on the history of photography. So my collection now is mostly books on photography. But I'm content to borrow a book. I don't need necessarily to own a book. Although the fun part about owning a book is sometimes you can give your book away to somebody that you think would be interested in it. My name is Edward McCann. I'm 76 years old. I lived in Montreal from 2010 until early spring of this year, 2021. And I just lived a block away from the library, and I had used it when I previously lived in Montreal, and I thought it was probably the most charming and beautiful little architectural building and library that I've ever seen. So I immediately fell in love with it, and I volunteered at the library to do curatorial work, because when I was actively working, I was a museum curator. So I was able to do, I think it was 5 exhibitions in the time I lived in Montreal, and plus I helped with other exhibitions at the library. So I'm very, very fond of the library and the staff and the people that use the library. At the Atwater, I used one of my own collections as an exhibition. It was called George Washington Wilson, a photographer to Her Majesty Queen Victoria. Wilson was a Scottish photographer, and he worked for the royal family in Scotland in the late 1800s. And I exhibited photographs and viewing devices, and I gave a lecture about Wilson. In fact, one of the books, well, the book from the Atwater Library that I'm very fond of is a book on Scottish photography. The book is called Scottish Photography, The First 30 Years. And George Washington Wilson, the photographer I'm particularly interested in, apart from working for Queen Victoria, he was an artist with the camera, and he took some absolutely beautiful photographs. And that's one of my passions, is photography. Truth be told, I asked the chief librarian, Kimberly Ryan, to order it, and she did order the book. I read about the book on the internet. It's a catalog for an exhibition, same title, Scottish Photography, the First 30 Years. That was 4 years ago. So I have a very vested interest in that book. But it's a wonderful reference book, and it's available to anyone in the library to take out. I prefer nonfiction. I like photographic essays, biographies, history books, and of course, because of my passion of photography, I love illustrated books, art books too, art in general. I sometimes buy books over Amazon, or I prefer to buy books in a bookshop. And in Vancouver, there are a number of wonderful secondhand bookstores. And of course, at the Atwater Library, there's the book room. So there are many bargains to be had by everybody. in the Atwater Library book room. One of my favorite books, A Box of Photographs by Roger Grenier. In a way, it's a very sad story. The woman sitting on the boulder, she died in a concentration camp during World War II. She was Jewish. Roger Grenier, who took the photograph, wasn't. The book is only 108 pages long, and it's a personal reminiscence of Grenier about, he's a reporter by trade, but he talks about his relationship to photography and the people he knew in his working life. When he wrote the book, he was a man in his 90s. The cover was chosen because of the story with the Jewish people in the photograph. It was an incredibly happy photograph, but it's an incredibly sad story. But the book itself is a very happy book because of course he's recalling his experiences with photography and the people he knew in his working life and in his personal life. So one of the reasons I love the book so much, it's very brief and it's very much to the point. It doesn't have a lot of padding in the book. The chapters are short, illustrated, a memorable book that you can read more than once. That's why I particularly like that book. Another book I could have chosen as one of my favorite books is Walden by Henry David Thoreau. It's an American transcendentalist. Henry Thoreau was an author and a philosopher in 19th century New England. He lived in Concord, Mass, and he went to the woods outside of his city, his little town in Massachusetts. He built a cabin and he stayed there for months writing about a simple life and how possessions weren't important to him, but a simple life was more important than material things. So I read that book in 1990 and it made me realize that keeping your life simple and not trying to possess too many things or do too much is an easier way of life for you. I can tell you one thing that Henry David Thoreau considered very important: books.
Thanks to Edward McCann, who shared his favorite books with us. Books of Affection is a work developed in partnership between Concordia University and the Atwater Library. You can find other stories about the Atwater Library members and their favorite books at livinhistory.atwaterlibrary.ca. Thanks for listening.